The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Over 20 years.
13 after 8, Dr. Dennis Powers joins me here in a few minutes after the Kim Komando digital update. I wanted to bring Mr. X on here because, X, you heard me talking with Jay Bieber, National Motorist Association, and we see the takeover of our transportation system. The 50-year Medford plan, which people here did not vote for, everything about this, and even that open streets Medford downtown survey that they have out right now, the city has out, is a fraud. It is a fraud at the highest level here, and the city council should be embarrassed to be presiding over such a survey, because it's only about how badly are we going to hit you over the head with our open streets. You know, that those are the only choices that are being offered to people right now. And I called them out on that survey. I took the survey. I did submit that.
Well, we have to, the residents, as the body politic of the area, we all have to start paying attention to this, because basically this stuff all comes down to what they call a regional transportation plan. Now, that's overseen and steered by what you were talking about much earlier today, was the agency of the state relationship with the University of Oregon, Oregon
yep.
State University,
yep.
All of the entire university system. So it's all done through a consensus model. So you're perceiving that this is done through a governmental action, but in reality, it's imposition of a policy that's guided by a relative few people that want to destroy what you have. And what really gets me going on this is that I have it in my hand here. I got this when I got a photo citation, okay? And I had no idea.
You had a downtown photo ticket, right? The photo ticket. So, you know, where the city of Medford decided that downtown is supposed to be practically a school zone everywhere you go, right? That kind of thing.
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. And well, they call it a central business district. Okay, that's the caveat that they're using. They're going to calling it a central business district, and it should be 20 miles an hour. Well, the reality to it is it comes down, and this is approved. This is a newspaper article that was put in 2020, July 16, 2020, okay? And basically, Corey Krebin, the city public works director, said the traffic changes underway on Central and 4th are part of the city's 50-year transportation plan. Changes include repaving the road and reducing the speed limit. The city has a transportation plan, and it's designated with certain characteristics, whether they have parking or not, whether they have bike lanes or not, how many travel lanes they have, etc. We try to evolve the streets in the city of Medford to match the vision and the transportation system plan.
Yeah, the vision of progressive planners is what they're sucking up to. What they're kissing
but
the behind
the transportation
of.
Plan, they mm-hmm. use the tricks that you're talking about with the paper that ask you, you know, what's your choice of these choices. They don't ever ask you what your opinion is or what they ask you to respond to a survey to the direction of the choices that they want to give you. And this is the thing. We have a different choice. This is what people have to understand. You have to be able to say no affirmatively. Just say, this is not what we want. And we have to start going to the city council and say, abandon this plan. It was paid for by the grant. It was paid for by consulting firms that conducted this whole imposition and interweaving of this sustainable development model. And what it's ultimately doing, Bill, and this is what I want to get to. When I went to the window and paid that citation, I looked at the lady, and this is where she gave me this justification. Oh, we notified you. It was in the paper. Oh, okay. Well, fine. Here's my notification to you. I will not do business in downtown Medford ever again. I will not spend a dime in any business down there. Now, the question you got to ask yourself with that is how many other people are taking that thing? And then you go back to shows you did over the past year. I remember you had one guy call in, and he was a business owner in downtown Medford, and there used to be thousands of businesses down there. Now it's down to 500.
And we're told that the way we're going to have our sustainable tourism down there and make lots of money and revitalize downtown is to just eliminate cars. It's not true.
Yeah, it's not true. And it's, you know, these models that they're doing, they don't fit our region. We don't have a super, you know, how to say, busy downtown where we have to, and they're reducing the parking. We did shows on this, you and I, a couple years back. They're reducing the parking. They don't want you to drive downtown. Well, okay, if our businesses are supported by those vehicular trips that we want to make and we can't do it, well, what's the business going to do? It's going to close. That's it. They don't, you know, and this is the simple part of having a want or a desire to achieve sustainable development, which is nothing more than the imposition of rules that are brought in but through the United Nations plans, which don't fit our society. We are an existing place. It's not a developing world. We are a developed nation. And when you go to change this, you suffer the consequences of that change.
And that's the bottom line here. And I got to tell you, Ed, I am joining National Motorist Association because I see that the reaction of to individual comments to the Medford City Council. The Medford City Council is a total laydown, useless. Everything about what they have done has been to bring this in. They have not resisted this whatsoever. And it's not just Medford. I mean, I think all the cities are pretty much a lickspittle laydown to this agenda. And we need to get in their face. We need to get in their face now. They need to abandon their 50-year transportation plan and start again. That also means saying no to the Grant Stream funding that brings us to these horrible intrusions. And, you know, as it is right now, I can't tell you how many people have written me about saying they will never go to downtown Medford after they've started popping everybody $165 for doing 20 and a 25 and a 20, you know, in downtown Medford.
That's right.
They're done.
That's right.
They're done.
Think about the penalties, Bill, okay, to our driving records and our insurance costs.
Yeah, and then you had the fraudulent red light cameras that they wouldn't reprogram.
That's right.
That's Dr. Right. Gamer was getting involved in. So I'm right there with you, Ed, but I'm done. I've had it with the city council. I've had it with the leadership of this great city, trying to do everything possible to bring in the United Nations agenda to this city. Everything they've done is about this. There's no resistance. This is the Bill Maher Show. Thank you very much, Ed. Okay, we're going to break here. Kim Komando's digital update is coming up, and then Dr. Powers will join me. We'll talk about history back when there were sensible people running the state of Oregon.
If you really want to enjoy your open-air spaces, talk to American Industrial Door. They're an authorized dealer for Tira Screen Systems. From porches, patios, and gazebos to restaurant seating areas to warehouses, these custom-made motorized screens and vinyl panels are a permanent solution to keep pest, wind, and rain out so you can enjoy outdoor environments in peace. Go see all the possibilities DuraScreen Systems have to offer at American Industrial Door, with showrooms on Union Avenue in Grants Pass and Crater Lake Avenue north of Vilas Road.
If you've been injured in an accident, you've got Reed Law Firm on your side. I'm Shane Reed. Call us for a free, no-obligation consultation to discuss your case. We've been helping injured clients get the care and resources they need to get their lives back on track for 27 years. Don't be a victim twice. Put our experience on your side. Find us at reedlawfirm.com, reedlawfirm.com, or call us and let's talk, 772-3266.
If you're an internet influencer, or worse yet, one of the tens of millions of wannabes, and if you buy fake likes and followers, here's a warning. Your time is up. I'm Kim Komando for Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. Accelerate your AI workload today. Take a free test drive at oracle.com/Kim. Buying fake followers is deceptive and misleading. It never helps a small-time influencer grow. And when legitimate advertisers and businesses find out, and they do every time, you will never regain their trust. The problem is rampant, not only with influencers, but also with certain brands notorious for posting glowing but fake reviews of their products on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and even on Amazon. Finally, the United States Federal Trade Commission is coming after these influencers, businesses, and literally everyone deceiving the public with fake followers, bots, subscribers, views, and likes. Look for big fines and possibly even some hard time. Play it safe. Fire those fakes today. Sign up for my free newsletter at getkim.com. AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/Kim. That's oracle.com/Kim, oracle.com/Kim.
Hear KMED in Grants Pass on 105.9 K290 AF Rogue River in South Jackson County on 106.7 K294 AS Ashland.
24 after 8, Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law, where past meets present. We're just going to stick on the present this week because the present is so interesting right now, Dennis. Welcome back to the show. Always good to have you on.
Couldn't agree more, my friend.
Hey.
Wanted to
bring you up to speed here. So, what is probably top of mind to you as far as the attacks on our country right now, besides the Democratic National Committee, just together with their convention this week, figuring out how many ways can they burn down the country? What are you thinking?
Oh, I couldn't agree more, because the state-run media is the real distinct problem that's being dealt with. Also, what you're having is, I just love this, that Winken, Blinken, and Nod, being Blinken, Secretary of State, is now in Israel, just when Tel Aviv had a terrorist attack with a bomb that went off, fortunately prematurely, but unfortunately causing damage. And I can just, my friend, I can just hear it now. As Blinken is going ahead and meeting with the Iranian representative, and it would just be like this. It'd be, how much money do you need to be cool until after the election, which we're going to win?
Oh, you know, I thought that was interesting. I'm thinking that the reason Blinken is there right now is because they don't want any kind of attack going on during the DNC.
Oh, absolutely.
Bad optics, so, right? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and my friend, how do we do that? Well, I can just hear it when they're saying, what do you need from us for this interim being cool? And I can just hear the Iranian representative saying, where is Kerry?
Mm-hmm.
We need Kerry. Because dropping plane loads of cash is the promise that's being made here, because this radical Democratic Party will do anything to try to make sure that they can retain power, which corrupts absolutely, because they know that they have made some real corrupt maneuvers that they want to have hidden, whether it's hilarious, being Hillary Clinton's, 30,000 emails that are destroyed with destroying the server. I mean, when we go through all this, it is Nicaragua. And I'm glad to see that that President Trump is going ahead and saying we're in Nicaragua, because we are.
I wanted to ask you, this is a serious question. I know that there's been a lot of conversation coming out of the Democratic Party is running on abortion mostly, you know, largely abortion and lots of socialism, okay?
Yeah.
Do you think that the Republicans are barking up the wrong tree by even countering it? Because I'm looking here that, this is Daily Caller. I reported this over the weekend. DNC attendees have opportunities for free vasectomies and abortions. It's just like, you know, obviously, ultimately, you end up getting fewer Democrats over time. If, you know, and I know that when it comes to the arguments of the pro-life crowd or something like that, if you ultimately have fewer of the people who wish you dead, you know, isn't there a case to make maybe Republicans should shut up about abortion? Seriously.
Yeah, I think what they should do is really go ahead and run news clips of how devious and untrustworthy the chameleon is, especially and to go into these areas. They don't need to confront the fact that that the chameleon on day one is not only including the UAW boss, but also three women who had life-threatening pregnancies.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing is the fact that
the state-run media is running with all these different things, and that's the most worrisome thing.
Yeah, well, I get that, though, but you know, ultimately, if your political opponent wishes to take themselves out of contention by making fewer of them, let them. That's kind of where what I was getting at. I wonder if maybe Republicans, you know, once again, are kind of stupid as stupid does by getting into the you know, the pro-life argument. You know, because they're going to do it. The reason they're doing it is because it's popular, right? And
well,
if they're going to do it.
I really do fault the Republicans, especially those in power, because they are more interested really in trying to look towards after, quote unquote, Trump doesn't win, to try to go ahead and see if they can do. And last week we talked about Bush Republicans. Well, that's very true. Cousin Jed. Jeb just doesn't have...
No, wait a minute. You can't say Jeb.
I know.
It has to be Jeb exclamation point. Jeb.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Jeb. Please applaud. And, you know, that kind of thing.
And he just is not going to make it, whether Trump wins or loses. And so I really doubt, and I see this, whether it's in this state or whether it's in others, to where their own little fiefdoms is what they're trying to protect, rather than going ahead and seeing that in the grand picture of it all, if you don't go ahead and help nationally so you can have Trump going ahead and winning or having a house and doing these things, you ain't going to have a castle to protect from the onslaught, because this is a tipping point in this country. And if you connect all the dots, which you have done, and when you connect all the dots, you say that this is a very bad time for this country. People, listeners, have got to go ahead, contribute in races that can be won. Go ahead, and they're all working, but go ahead and figure out, like the Alliance Defending Freedom, which is taking on the ACLU and these crazy, you know, trans type of deals. Like,
oh, by the way,
Supreme Court deal.
Yeah, by the way, the Supreme Court actually came out 5-4. I think that was on Friday, in which they. In fact, why don't we hold off and talk about that after news? Okay, hang on, stand by here, Doc. And we'll be right back here. We're going to continue to hit the present news right now, where the Supreme Court, and it didn't get a lot of play over the weekend. We'll have more of that coming up.
You know what annoys me? Name dropping. Here at Garrison Sleep, we could name drop our big rock star brands, but why? So we can dazzle you with names like Beautyrest, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster? Sure, we carry Tempur-Pedic and Purple, but it doesn't mean we have to blab on about it. And, you know, we could brag about our Mayo Clinic body mapping technology that matches you with the perfect mattress, but that's not our style. And that's why Garrison Sleep doesn't name drop, even though we totally could. Garrisons.com.
The Rogue Gardener is sponsored by Grange Co-op.
A lawn that's poorly installed will probably last at the most between 10 and 15 years. You just wish that you hadn't wasted all your work and all your money. The difference to having a good lawn, one that can be good for 40 to even 60 years with proper preparation, proper planting techniques, and proper after planting care.
Talk to the Rogue Gardener Saturdays 10 to noon. Hear the Sunday morning encore at 9 on KMED.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. A massive thunderstorm moved through the Pacific Northwest Saturday between 8 a.m. Saturday and 8 a.m. Sunday. The Northwest Coordination Center logged 3,379 lightning strikes in Oregon. The storm brought rain to the western portion of Oregon. Some areas saw more than an inch. Heavy winds along with hail hit the Rogue Valley area with power outages and wind damage. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs will award $16 million in grants to help homeless and at-risk vets in Oregon. An additional $10 million will be spent in the region on two other programs that help connect vets with transitional housing and other services. Oregon's population has been shrinking, particularly in the Portland area, with most of those people being the highest earners. Eco Northwest says Multnomah County has the highest marginal tax rates in the nation. That and a perceived lack of services for the tax money paid are driving the exodus. Bill London, KMED.
Boy, looking at the price of gold again this morning, $2,503. Just a few weeks ago, it was at $2,150. Mr. Gold saying that definitely there doesn't matter who's going to be elected president. They're not going to have control of the dollar. Just saying. So, all right, you want to have the stocks and bonds things? That's great. You do that. Make sure and have part of your portfolio also into wealth preservation mode, just in case. I think it's a good plan. And you talk with Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers in Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. And whether you're looking to sell for gold at 2503, I think it hit 2508 Friday last time I was checking that over the weekend. But gold is definitely barking very loudly about what's going on, that central banks really don't have control. They're going to cut interest rates. They got to give some heroin to the markets. They got to do this because the Fed is the market at the moment. All right. Well, you have to take care and protect your wealth too. Talk to Jay Austin about this, whether you're on the buying or selling side of this. 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass, 1632 Ashland Street. Drop by today. Talk to the folks there. Good people. Big supporters of this show for many, many years. One of my oldest sponsors, Jay Austin, the recognized experts. And this is jayaustinbrokers.com, grantspasscoins.com, on the web, fortunereserve.com. But drop by the store today. They'd love to see you.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Are you buying or selling a house this year? Here's a tip from Grants Pass Water Lab. If you buy or sell a property with a well, Oregon requires tests for bacteria, arsenic, and nitrate. Don't let this slow you down. Get your well tested now. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for the full reporting that meets all the state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for more than 40 years.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
The Bill Myers Show is on News Talk 106.3 KMED.
Delighted you are here, by the way, too. And, you know, with all the serious conversation we've been talking about with inflation and all the rest of it, I have a way for you to fight that right now, and that's OregonEDeals.com. You know, you hear the little, well, I shop on OregonEDeals.com, I'm saving big, you know, that kind of thing. Well, we're talking about some serious savings in which, you know, let's say you have $75 for a car repair at American Renter Garage, as an example. You buy a certificate, you only pay $40. So it's like your $40 is worth $75. Artisan Bakery Cafe. How many ways can I say beignets and wonderful food and wraps and everything else? $15 spends like $25. You got Cartwright's Market. $85 buys you $100 in the meat and produce that they have there. Just amazing stuff. And a huge saving, as an example, Children's Museum of Southern Oregon, one adult and one child, that's normally $20. You only pay $8. Just go there right now. OregonEDeals.com, okay? Dr. Dennis Powers returns here this morning. Doc, welcome back. And I wanted to talk about this Supreme Court decision which came out. And is it kind of like a temporary ruling? But it had to do with Joe Biden's Title IX rules in which everybody was going to be forced to go trans, you know, everywhere when it comes to, you know, essentially, you know, some dude in a dress claims that, you know, he's in government school and he wants to shower with your daughter. Well, that's okay. You can't say anything about it. You got to let him in, right? That's essentially, you know, where they were going. But so did the Joe Biden administration get struck down or just kind of smacked down temporarily? Set the table legally for us, please. Okay.
Oh, okay. First, as a my friend and Bill, on an overview, is the fact that the Republicans need to tie this to the chameleon. And as a quick side issue where they say that, you know, Biden committed impeachable offenses. Well, big deal. He's not going to go ahead and be running. You got to tie it to Kamala. Now, the Education Department in this lawsuit had finalized regulations bill that apply to any educational institution that receives federal funding.
Which also would have included then private colleges or private educational that took public money, right?
Absolutely, okay. Because if there's any like federal loans or student loans or things like this, this is widespread. And as you're pointing out, and in this were things such as, there's going to be, you need to have restroom access for lactation spaces. And
yeah, because men can breastfeed too, right? That kind of thing.
Oh.
That sort of nonsense.
Mm-hmm. And that's where they come and bring in the other aspect, which is gender identity protections, which is when you, it's like a 420-page report. And in there, the two conclusions that are inescapable is, as the Oregon Department of Education came out, which brings it also here, state law allows men to compete in women's sports and choose their restroom identity. Now, the cover-up in this legally was that that was really what the Kamala and chameleon with Biden was trying to do, was to bring in the fact that men can compete and they can choose restroom identity. In the lawsuit, the administration went ahead very quickly and said, hey, I'll tell you what, if the regulations are not being challenged, such as the states that are run by the far left.
That would be Oregon. Oregon is not being challenged, right?
That's right. And allow the men to compete against women and their identity restrooms. Allow those to go into the whole thing to go in effect. Otherwise, also to put in the fact that lactation space access goes into effect. 5-4 decision, they said, no, this whole thing is so permeated with the major concept. It had nothing to do with access to lactation spaces. It had everything to do with men competing against women and choosing the poor little dears, their restroom identity. 5-4, Gorsuch went ahead and went with the three far-left radicals.
Now, I find that interesting. Why did Gorsuch go with the liberals on this particular decision? Because I want to be clear, from what I understand, this is only a temporary smackdown, isn't it? Or is it a more permanent?
That's correct. It's just to say that this allows a lower court decision, which said that, hey, this deal is fine, the whole thing, and that's going through the appellate process. And so what the administration tried to do is say, well, wait a minute, let's go ahead and get some of these in effect with states that really don't care. BS.
Mm-hmm.
They will be affected as well, too, but that was the legal argument. And the key thing about Gorsuch is the fact that he could do it, because you see this, because you see where our Chief Justice goes back and forth. And Gorsuch is saying, you know, I really don't believe in this, but I could use the room, especially we don't need to have demonstrations outside of our houses by the Justice Department's allowing rioters to go ahead and keep us up at midnight. And bottom line is that he was allowed to vote with the radical left, which is what they are, along with the fact that the Chief Justice then made it 5-4. You see this vote switching going all the way along.
Well, the reason I was bringing this up, though, is that it didn't seem to speak. I mean, Gorsuch, it didn't make sense when Gorsuch did this. But I guess he joined because he thought that the lower courts were ruling too broadly, but not disagreeing with the overall intent. I don't understand. Can you explain
why
Gorsuch went with the liberals on this one?
That's correct. But you see, again, what we've seen is that Gorsuch has, in a couple of other cases prior to this, on a 5-4, has gone in. And what's interesting is if to read the decision of Gorsuch when that comes out to see on the specifics. But you see this vote switching going all the time. In terms of 5-4-6-3, very, very rarely unanimous. But it's something that I've seen for all these decades that I was in the law and have been in the law.
I wanted to ask you your opinion. I don't know if we're going to hear much about it this week at the DNC as they plan ways to burn the country down under the guise of policy, I guess.
Oh, correct.
Now, my question for you, though, is are they as serious as a heart attack about completely packing and or revamping the court, or is this something to appeal to the radical part of their party, you know, just kind of like, you know, the promise? Or are they serious? What do you think?
Well, if they get the House, Senate, and the chameleon gets in, you better believe it. Absolutely.
All right, serious is a heart attack then. Okay, so they're not
serious
playing.
It's a heart attack, and there's no holds being barred by the far left when they see their opportunity to go ahead and trash this country totally, to take this to Nazi Germany from what it was with the book burning underneath Hitler.
Oh, okay. Well, that cheers my heart, really, as I...
Oh, I'm sorry. But, you know, I am optimistic, Bill. I am really optimistic that listeners... that people throughout the country, it's more like the silent majority.
Yeah, but Donald Trump, though,
one of the three.
But Donald Trump needs to start playing this smarter and just tying the radicalness to the administration and kind of leaving the ad hominem attacks out right now. I know that goes against his nature because he kind of fights like a schoolyard guy, you know? That's just the way it is. But he's not going to be able to do quite the same attack on Kamala as he did with Joe Biden. You know, you can't use the exact same tactic. Would you agree with me on that? You know, you have to be more nuanced, I think.
Well, I do, because Nikki Haley has already used the same argument, you know, to Trump on this. And others are too. And you see, the reason is that what the chameleon is doing is attacking in different ways, calling him a coward. And doing these things to get him to where he's going to do that. And you see, here's...
Yeah, getting under the thin skin. He can't rise to that bait. He just can't do that.
That's right. And my great concern is that Obama is the one that always wanted the chameleon to be in and to run.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was orchestrated that way. So why Soros goes ahead and puts in the money to keep the far left, like having demonstrations and riots in terms of that are anti-Semitic. Obama is there just the way he did when he was running the country, just when he went ahead and eviscerated the white male that was running for him for editor-in-chief of the Harvard Law School. He goes ahead and uses the underground to eviscerate people, and that's what he is doing right now to embolden the chameleon. He is giving the advice. It will be Obama who will have the chameleon there. And what we have is the oligarchs, Kerry and Clinton and all these ones, they're going to be really feeling, my friend, so comfortable with their prop puppet being chameleon taken over from corrupt Biden. And
well,
got to understand this chameleon.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. President Trump's going to have to be very smart about this and very disciplined. And usually he's pretty good at being disciplined for a week or two. But, you know, we're in a situation right now which, you know, kind of reminds me a little bit of, well, do you remember when I was reading an article on Heritage, on the Heritage.org people, about when, is it Lee Atwater? Remember when Lee Atwater went hard after, you know, the
right.
Democrats?
Right.
And... this was with Dukakis. It was the Dukakis situation right now. And you had Republicans back at that time saying, oh, we're never going to do this again. We're never going to go after, you know, the Democrats this way. And it's almost like we're going to lose gracefully. I hope we're not going into that mode right now.
That, you know, Bill, that is my fear. Because I don't think Republicans know how to fight other than being inside and trying to fight for their niches of power.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
You are totally right, and that is my concern, and that comes also from a couple of people that I've talked about and talked in Washington, D.C. to. And you're absolutely right, Bill, because they're saying, well, here in the Beltway, what's going on is that they still look at Biden, and they're feeling that if they attack Biden, they'll attack the chameleon. No, you
no, no. You have to tie it to her. You got to tie it to her.
Yes.
But what I'm saying though is that what you can't do is just do. You know, you can't go to the Indian heritage and things like that. It's like that's just a loser issue. You know, to get involved with. You know, get involved in those kind of things. Get in the policy. Get in the inflation. Get in the stuff that's affecting us right now. Okay.
I totally agree because the example to me is a video that had gone out where he is talking about, oh, you know, she was a prosecutor and look at what she did. But while she was going ahead and convicting people who were users of marijuana, she was also videotaped saying, you know, I don't mind having a joint now and then.
Well, of course. Look at the calling yourself a law and order candidate as you're then gathering money up to bail people out of the Minneapolis burn down of the city.
That's exactly right, Bill. That's where they should be going.
That's where you go.
Trump should be going. And I couldn't agree with you more. My fear is, and my concern is that the Republicans might go ahead and do the two-step, feeling that by being gentle. No, they're going to lose and they're going to be hung.
Yeah. You can't be gentle. I'm just saying you can't be sexist. That's the thing you can't be doing. You can't go after it in the, you can't play the sex and gender thing now.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Doc, I appreciate the talk as always. We'll get back to some history next week. All right. And always appreciate your acumen on that. DennisPowersBooks.com. And we got a lot to talk about still. We'll see you then. All right, Doc.
Okay, take care. My pleasure.
Dr. Dennis Powers, it is 10 before 9 on KMED and KBXG.
The model year-end closeout on new Iron Bull trailers continues at Two Dogs Fabricating. Iron Bull has instant rebates on remaining 2024 Iron Bull trailers while they last. There's an instant $750 rebate on 12 to 16-foot dump trailers and a $500 rebate on equipment trailers from 16 to 24 feet. The 2024 model year-end closeout on North Star-made Iron Bull trailers is for a limited time, so go pick out yours at Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford. Visit twodogsfab.com.
We've heard it all.
Apparently, those larger tires don't provide more clearance.
It was a really big bird. Might have been a pterodactyl.
I should have screwed that tool shelf in the garage to the wall.
But the reason you need auto body repair doesn't matter to us as much as making your car look new again, and the process easy for you. At Lithia Body and Paint, we've been getting Southern Oregon drivers back on the road since 1946. Speed, service, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
Your smile is the key to your health and confidence. Did you also know that research has concluded people have almost as much fear about finding a new dentist as they do about going to the dentist? Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Johnson, and here at Dental Excellence, we value the confidence and trust our patients have in us. My 20 years of experience and thorough training equals comprehensive dental care. From creating that perfect filling or doing that perfect root canal in my dental microscope, to restoring a patient's confidence with implant-supported dentures, we can do it all here at Dental Excellence. For those who need, I am highly trained and certified in IV sedation and the art of creating a comfortable, relaxed, stress-free environment. Are you looking for friendly, compassionate, personal care? Come and join our excellent dental family.
Call 541-779-6170 today for a free consultation. Dental Excellence.
Dental Excellence. Changing lives, one smile at a time.
When the IRS comes knocking, the news can be shocking. Tell them you've hired a CPA tax expert at First Response Resolution, located in Eagle Point. Leave speaking with the IRS to Zach. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com today for a free consultation.
Stay updated on recreational opportunities all over our region with the Outdoor Report every Friday morning just past 7 a.m. on the Bill Meyer Show. The Outdoor Report on KMED and KCMD is powered by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your department of adventure off Vilas Road on Airway Drive.
Hi, this is Lisa, the Hughes Lumber Girl, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
It is 8:53. By the way, when I first came on this morning, I read an email of the day. I wanted to give it another shot just in case you missed it. And it's from Paul Princeton. Email of the day, as always, and there are many people who responded to it, but I want to make sure that people are able to respond and you hear what they're responding to. Dr. Steve Nelson in Central Point Family Dentistry is the sponsor of our emails of the day. And Dr. Nelson is next to the new Mazatlan Mexican restaurant in Central Point. They accept most dental plans, and they offer one of their own for those that don't have dental insurance. Kind of similar to dental insurance, but with better benefits with fewer limitations. And the email from Paul, I'm going to read part of it. Last Thursday, my daughter and granddaughter visited a Shake Shack in Portland. My son-in-law is Israeli, naturalized U.S. citizen. My daughter is U.S.-born with our Dutch heritage. My granddaughter had just attended a Jewish summer camp and was wearing a T-shirt from that event. When asked about Jewish summer camp, That set off the server, who proceeded to berate the 8-year-old viciously on her ethnicity. In other words, the Shake Shack server is beating up on the 8-year-old on her Jewish ethnicity. Idiots among us, Bill, unfortunately, and the clueless are the noisiest. What is most upsetting is that the entire shop was listening in on the exchange, but absolutely no one, including the manager who avoided eye contact at all costs, came to the aid of this innocent 8-year-old child and her mother. Cowards, all of them. As they left the establishment, this human excrement proceeded to screech Free Palestine, virtue signaling at its best. Needless to say, my granddaughter was very upset. As they stood at a crosswalk waiting to safely cross, my daughter tried to calm my granddaughter down. Well, a couple of hoodies standing next to them overheard the conversation, proceeded to shove my daughter into the oncoming traffic. Just another day in the big city of Portland, home of the Coexist bumper sticker and the You Are Safe Here LGBTQ sticker on the stores. And my son-in-law's mother's parents were the sole survivors of large families where they were all exterminated in the Holocaust. My granddaughter, blissfully unaware of this, and her parents struggle with how and when to present this gruesome fact. Yes, how do you present such horror? How do you present it that it makes any sense? Anti-Semitism is often thought of as a uniquely German phenomenon, something that can never happen in our fair country. Well, it's here in the Shake Shack in Portland and a random street corner in Portland. And this ugliness has exploded in the past few days. Diversity, equity, and inclusion loudly touted, especially in progressive enclaves like Portland, but with notable exceptions such as a sweet 8-year-old Jewish girl. As it comes out, anti-Semitism is the political canary in our coal mine, the harbinger of societal collapse. I pray we can squelch this evil tide while there is still time. And, you know, the part that really bothers me is that nobody does anything. The other thing I would dare say, and I know maybe people would disagree with me, but frankly, I think the mother should have smacked the woman, smacked the server at the Shake Shack. And go ahead, let's go and... you know, you're beating up on my 8-year-old, right? Let's go ahead. All right, you want to take it outside? You want to take it outside? I don't know. Maybe you can't do that. I don't know. But, you know, frankly, until the bullies start getting beaten up back, is anything going to change, folks? And some people wrote me about that. And let me go into this, see if I can find it. Oh, Carrie writes, Bill, that story about the 8-year-old girl in Portland was absolutely disgusting. This is what your modern college student is learning these days. We need to dismantle the colleges as they currently stand. God help us. And these people are constantly calling us Nazis and Trump Nazis. Jeez. Appreciate your writing there, Kerry. Butch writes me this morning, Bill, as I find myself up later at night, I often listen to Coast, and I have found it very interesting, but last night took the cake. The subject was mental telepathy, which I believe exists in some manner. But when the dude said his automobile sent him a message, I knew it was time to go to bed. Okay. Butch, that one is very funny. Thank you very much. And point well taken. Yeah, when the car's talking to you, I suppose. Dale writes about the downtown speed limit. Bill, first I noticed the limit was reduced when the e-scooters and the bikes started showing up downtown. The other sense of it is that we are going under martial law and are not to associate with people of other areas other than our own, and only rarely. As far as the Harris equity speeches, so far most of us all start from the same place, the womb. And that be equity. Later we all end up in the same condition, death, and that be equity too. So what's your complaint or reasoning? Carolyn weighs in this morning on the hetero flag because... you know, I was talking about this, you know, we have to have a gay LGBTQ flag sticker for OSU extension agents So I'm thinking, hey, listen, if we have to have a gay sticker, then we need a hetero sticker. And what Carolyn says, Bill, we already have symbols for straight. How about a white background with a pink female sign and a blue male sign? Add the words straight and proud. Why not? But you see, if you're going to have the LGBTQ mob demand this at state expense, all right, everybody else's identity better be in there too, including Christian identity at state expense. If you're going there.
Okay. If you're searching for a property with a well, don't make a decision without a well flow test from Siskiyou Pump Service.